Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Hi, James from Ingvid. We are gathered here today for this thing called life. That's a line from Prince, and I have to apologize because one of you out there said my song, the dun-dun-dun-dun, was not music from Star Wars, but from Mozart. My apologies. Okay, but I'm still using it because it sounds, you know, like something horrible is about to happen, and it is. I'm going to teach you a lesson on weddings. And depending on who you are, it's a good thing or a bad thing. But anyway, here we go. One of the things we're going to talk about, we'll talk about the rituals of weddings, and I'm going to give you some vocabulary to go with that. And just to start off the show, I don't know who this guy is, but anyway, he's saying, "Will you marry me?" to this beautiful young girl. And she's saying, "Yes, I will. Is that a diamond ring?" Another word for a wedding band. Or Mr. E. We'll find out. Let's talk about weddings, okay? Well, before we go there, just a little joke I'd like to put to you. There are two things that you will be invited to, and both of them signal the death of something or the death of life, okay? The first is a funeral, and I did a video on that earlier. Go find it. That's where my friend corrected me. And the second one is a wedding. It is the death of your single life. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, you know, do the magic click, take a step out, and then we're going to start the lesson. You ready? Let's go on our journey. And dearly departed, marriage. I keep forgetting because that death thing keeps coming to my mind. Anyway, so what we want to look at is, I told you I would give you some vocabulary and explain a little bit, give you a little history. It's not too much, but it'll help you to remember and understand why we do what we do. Right? Ready, let's go to the board. Mr. E is gone, but his presence will not be missed. Not now. In fact, I'll put a little E here. Okay? Because we're going to talk about the engagement. Okay? So there we are. Mr. E, he's not looking too happy about being in this particular situation. All right? We say the wedding is a particular day, and it's true. In fact, there are special names for a wedding when you're getting married. But before that, I consider the wedding starting with the engagement, because that's the first time you make a promise to join some. Look at that. Engagement. You get a ring. Surprise, surprise. You get that engagement ring and you said, "Will you marry me?" The person says yes. You put it on. Boom. You're fiancés, right? You've started the first step to getting married. Little thing about the wedding ring. I'm not sure if you know about it, so let's take a good look at it. Do you know what this symbolizes? Well, boys and girls, in the old days, the wedding band, that's another word for wedding ring, the wedding band or the engagement ring, told other men that this woman was taken. So when the woman would put it on, other men have to go, "Oh no, she's off the market." In other words, you can't date her anymore because somebody else has bought the woman. Glad those days are over. Yeah, you just bought a diamond ring, son. It's not over. Anyway, so engagement starts with a ring, and just before the wedding, people, you know, these are old kind of rituals or things we used to do. Young people would get together. They wouldn't have anything. They might have lived on a farm, so they needed to get things to start their new life together, and not everyone had a lot of money. We're talking at the times where people were kings and queens and princes, so the poor didn't have a lot. So when you would have a bridal shower or a stag night, well, the bridal shower was to get gifts to help the couple start their new life together. I mean, really, this is about 150 years old, but it's still long because you're young, son, not like me. Okay, so the bridal shower. So a bridal shower, if you get invited to that, cha-ching, it's the beginning of what I call the wedding money machine. You have to show up with a gift for the bride because she's starting a new life and you should pay for it. That's right. Unlike the bachelor party, old guys call it stag night because stags have, you know, the big buck. It's sort of like a horse or a deer. You know Bambi? You know Bambi. Bambi's mummy? Well, Bambi's daddy would be a stag.
He'd be big and strong.
It would be your final night to be a big, strong man because now you're about to get married. I love it. One ring shall control them all. Anyway, so the stag night was a man saying goodbye to being a man and now to be a husband. And the bridal shower was the time for the woman to go, "Give me the goods. Give me the good stuff." Okay? So she'd be getting stuff. Now, let's talk about the wedding itself. Because this happens and there's a period of time in between. And it's called your engagement period. And so we get to the wedding day. Now, here's funny. Here's the funny thing. On the wedding day, it's actually a whole day, but the wedding really consists of a few minutes. Okay? Now, on the wedding day, you're going to have a wedding party. I know I made it sound like a funeral, but there is actually a wedding party. It's not what you're thinking. The wedding party, or sort of today we call it like, I guess your posse or your group or your, what was that program called? The guy had, well, whatever. You've got your tribe with you. The women have what's called, you know, the bridesmaids, and the men's has what's called the groomsmen. Now, the bridesmaids are made up of her good friends or women that are important in her life. And the groomsmen are made up for the man of all the important men in his life, okay? So this could be his extra brothers, and this could be her sisters and her best friends. Now, of the people you like the best, you love this part, you have your maid of honor. Could be your mother or sister, but usually like a sister or really your best friend. And the best man would probably be your favorite brother or your best friend. These are the people that head these groups, like the leaders of these particular groups. And then you have the bride and the groom. The groom, some of you don't know this word, because it only exists for one day in your life, right? It's when a man's about to be married on his wedding day, he is a groom, while the bride is only a bride on her wedding day, okay? And this only lasts for about a couple of hours, because you have to understand, after they exchange rings, that's what this is for, okay? When they exchange the rings, they suddenly become husband and wife. So you have a few hours in your life that you will be a bride or a groom. Bride is for girl, groom is for boy. Okay? So this is the wedding party, not the party you were thinking. Sorry. But when you're invited to be on the wedding party, it's an honor because they're saying you are special. That's why I said it's like your sister or your best friend or your brother or your best friend. You're being given an honor. Okay? A woman has to wear a special dress on her wedding day. It's called the wedding gown, sometimes called the wedding dress now. Why am I mentioning this? Guys just get to wear a suit, so it's not a big deal, a suit or a tuxedo. The wedding gown has a specific thing or meaning, and many women search for months to get the perfect dress. You see, the wedding gown came back, this is also about 150 years old, because a long time ago, women couldn't afford to buy one dress to wear for one day and throw in the garbage or put away. This was just crazy. But about 150 years ago, they started getting special dresses only for the wedding. And they called it the wedding gown. Now, the wedding gown was supposed to be in white, and it used to come with a veil. A veil is something to cover the face. And it was for innocence and purity and secrecy because she was a virgin and she would be veiled until revealed to her husband. Okay? Now, in the Western world, it was white, meant innocence and purity. But if you go to the Middle East or Asia, it was red and orange. Now, you might think that that woman must have had lots and lots of sex, so, but that's not why. You see, for the Asians, so if you're wondering why in your color country, you're like, oh my God, our women are so dirty. They're not. It's meant for festivity, to be fun and have fun and be exciting. So they were saying you're entering a new phase of your life, where, a phase means period, where you're going to be having children and family, and it's great and it's fun. So they have orange and red. Or the red is to kill your husband in 10 years. I know, orange and red, while the white in the West was for innocence and purity. Okay? So, she wears this dress, they exchange vows, they get married. You know, she says, I do, he says, I do, and that's, you know, your vows are your promises. Okay, we got it up here, so I'll come over there in a second. After that, you get invited to the reception. Cha-ching, more money, people, more money, okay? I talked about up here, the bridal shower. On the reception, you get a free dinner, okay, in the Western world, it's usually chicken and beef with some kind of mashers and rice and vegetables. I've been to a few. And then you must bring a gift of equal or greater value. Isn't that nice? All right. So, oh, and before I forget, pops or dads out there, if you're, you know, girls, bring your father in to watch this video, you should, and explain to him that in the Western world, the father pays for all of this. So if I don't bring a gift, it's a free meal on him. Food for thought, okay? So this is how the wedding day basically proceeds, okay? And this is your basic wedding outline. But let's talk about some of the rituals there. I gave you one idea with the wedding gown, why people wear the colors they wear, right? Or why they wear a veil. But let's look at some of the rituals. There are four, that are involved in the wedding that I find are important and you want to pay attention to. The wedding vows. These are the promises people make to each other about what they will and won't do in marriage. Love, honor, and obey. Because I'm a dog. Joking. But I mean, this is the basic one in the Western world. We say, well, love, honor, and obey you. And usually, by the way, it's for the women. The men don't say that. But the vows, really, especially when they're important, people make their own now, which is really cool. And they say the promises they want to do in the wedding to make it, or the marriage, to make it happy, right, and joyful for both people. And I think that's kind of cool, don't you? Obey me. Next, exchanging the rings. I gave you a little bit when I said it was to show that a man had bought a woman, right? I didn't finish the story because it's kind of cool. In other countries, like I think it's Russia, they wear it on the right finger. In the Western world, especially Germany, England, France and whatnot, we wear it on the left. You might wonder why. This is from the Romans. You see, they believed there was a vein, which is what carries blood, that came from the heart that was directly linked to your ring finger. So when they put it on, it was to capture the love from your heart in the ring. Kind of cool, huh? Stick with me. I'll teach you a few things. So now you know why someone wears their wedding band or engagement ring on their left. It's to capture all that love that goes directly to their heart. Okay? At the end of our weddings, we usually throw rice. Everyone throws rice. Not so much now because it was killing birds. I'm serious, true story. We were killing birds. We'd be throwing them up going, oh, you're married. And the birds would fall from the sky. They're celebrating too. They're dying. But the throwing of rice or throwing of confetti or paper in the air after a wedding. If you always wonder why in our movies they get married, they throw things in the air. It was for fertility. They thought if they threw a lot of the stuff in the air, the people walking under it would have many, many babies. And it was a good thing. You like that? Yeah, it's cool, huh? I'm about to end it on that kind of confetti. Here we go. Yay, I'm getting married. Okay. But before I do, because this is an international school that we have here, I want to bring up one more, which I found interesting. The breaking of the glass. Sometimes you watch North American movies, and you'll see some couples going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they break glass. And you think, oh, all of them do this. Actually, this is a Jewish tradition. Just as I mentioned that Middle Eastern people have different colored wedding gowns or they wear veils, in the Jewish tradition, they break glasses. They dance and they break the glass. And it's to show that this is some serious stuff. This is serious business. So serious, we're going to break some glass in here. Really, they do. I'm not making this up. I wish I could. I hope this video has brought you and I closer together and made a great relationship. Got Mr. Wee up there, see? We're engaged now in conversation and learning, and this is a good thing. Anyway, I've got to go. What I would like to say now is the usual. I want you to go to my www.ing-as-in-english-vid-as-in-video.com where you can learn about weddings and funerals and other of life's interesting little acts. Okay? Have a good one. It's been a pleasure.